My guest at this time is retired Navy Admiral Ace Lyons. He also at one time served as Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. He joins me now to talk about his growing concern over China asserting more and more control over the South China Sea, one of the most critical trading routes in the world. China recently has issued official maps that show that it controls 80% of the South China Sea. So the Admiral is here to explain what that would mean if China can get away with this and what avenues the United States and others have to challenge that claim that the Chinese have as well. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's nice to be here.
You obviously, as the former Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, know that area extremely well. What has been the traditional understanding of the South China Sea? Who owns it? How much is open? And so forth.
Well, this is, you know, this will probably be one of the first issues discussed at the summit. And I'm sure that our allies will be watching carefully how President Obama handles this issue. President Obama has to be very clear and let China know we will not tolerate their illegal claims to these vast ocean areas that have been recognized for centuries as international waters. The United States Navy has stood for freedom of navigation and the right of innocent passage for over 236 years, and we're certainly not going to change course now, and we're certainly not going to back down on that recognized principle. China has to realize they've benefited greatly from that principle.
In addition to explaining that fact, that they benefit from the way it has been over the years, what leverage do we have to force them to back off of this claim?
First of all, we have to make clear to China that we will stand by our mutual defense treaty with our allies over this issue should hostilities develop. Then we also should take some other actions. I mean, the Chinese built illegal facilities on Scarborough Shoals, which is recognized Philippine islands. But the problem is the Philippines don't have the military forces to challenge these illegal actions by China. What we should do, we should transfer two Perry-class frigates to the Philippines armed with surface-to-surface missiles. We also should detach and lend-lease them a detachment of S-16 aircraft. They really have no fighter aircraft available. As you know, China has built the Navy specifically to fight the United States Navy. You know, their anti-ship ballistic missile is not to go against the Bangladesh Navy. And what they've been doing, we should consider that an unfriendly act. By their actions, they have thrown down the hatchet. They really are signaling to us that we're entering the 21st century, where we're in a Cold War with another communist totalitarian regime.
Let's follow up on a couple of the points you made. First of all, if the Chinese actually get away with this, and obviously you're encouraging the Obama administration to not let that happen, what would that mean for international commerce, for our own and for others?
Well, it just cannot be tolerated for in any sense of the imagination. So I really, I think, you know, we have an exercise that's going to start in another week on the west coast of the United States with the Japanese. And the exercise is geared to retake an island. And it's combining the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, 250 of their Army infantrymen, and some Air Force personnel. It's the first time the Japanese have ever had all three services of their military force operating together. I think this should send a very definite signal to the Chinese. In fact, the Chinese requested that we cancel that exercise so as not to interfere with the upcoming summit. Fortunately, we declined. I was delighted to see that we have this exercise on the books. It's this type of stuff that will send definite messages to the Chinese.
Well, the administration has made it clear over the last few years, sir, that they want a more active presence in the Asian theater, in addition to the exercises you're encouraged by and the actions related to the Philippines and China that you're discouraged by. Do you overall believe that the administration's taking the right approach with a greater emphasis on that region?
Well, I think we're moving in the right direction. But the other thing we have to do, and we have to be very clear, we have to stop this unilateral disarmament that we've been going through. I mean, when we have five carriers tied up at the piers in Norfolk, Virginia, that's unconscionable because we don't have the funds to operate them. So sequestration has got to be reversed. I mean, we have to recognize that China has, you know, over 3,000 miles of underground reinforced tunnels for the strategic nuclear forces. In fact, General Erskine, who was the former director of the Russian Strategic Forces, told me that the Russians estimate that the Chinese have over 1,800 strategic warheads. That's much greater than the 300 we give them credit for. So when we sit down with the Russians on any future arms limitation talks, the Chinese need to be forced to participate and be at the table. And to further put teeth in that, President Obama has to live up to the commitment he made when he got the Congress to sign off on the last arms treaty agreement with the Russians, and that was to modernize our strategic infrastructure and the development of a new warhead.
Last question for you, Admiral. How much does Chinese ownership of such a big percentage of our debt influence our ability to make them do what we want to do?
Well, I think that works both ways. They know that that's one side of the equation, but we also have levers on the other. I believe China needs us more than we need them. They need this market here, and they can't afford to lose it.
Well, we'll certainly be tracking the story. Sir, thank you very much for your service, and thank you for your time today.
I appreciate being here. Thank you very much.
You bet. Retired Navy Admiral Ace Lyons. He once served as Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.